This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, November 8th here at Gillette Stadium. Bye week for your New England Patriots. So while Paul and Andy are here for another Patriots.com roster report podcast, just slaving away in the bowels of Gillette Stadium, most of the players of your New England Patriots are dispersed throughout the country doing fun things in the sun. Or, if you're Logan Mankins, raking leaves and putting the deck furniture away. But they have the week off. No game this weekend to recover, recuperate. But we do have some minor transactions to talk about from the bye week. Early in the bye week, on November 5th, the Patriots signed wide receiver Laquan Williams to the 53-man roster. And you may be saying, wow, they added another receiver to the roster? Oh, but they made room on the roster by releasing Austin Colley. The veteran who had been here for a couple weeks, signed October 3rd, got banged up, looked like a knee injury against the Steelers. He is no longer a member of the team. And that same day, the Patriots also filled an open slot on the practice squad by adding running back Sierre Wood out of Notre Dame, not to be confused with Pierre Woods out of Michigan. Michigan, you kind of think of those schools together and these names and Patriots. It's all just sort of blending together here.
Sure.
But Paul Perillo, let's talk a little bit about the Colley for Laquan Williams swap. Williams is a 25-year-old veteran of two NFL seasons with the Ravens. 6 foot, 195-pounder, was a rookie free agent out of Maryland, and sort of been off and on the played in 23 games in the last two seasons with four catches for 46 yards, nine special teams tackles. Paul Perillo, is this a special teamer?
Yeah. Okay. That's what he was brought here for. Made a huge play in the 2011 AFC Championship game here against the Patriots when he stripped Danny Woodhead of the ball on a kick return. Led to some points in a game that the Patriots eventually won when Billy Cundiff missed the field goal. We all remember that game. But, yeah, I think he is more of a special teamer, and I think Colley's situation was probably health-related. He had a knee injury that he left the game with against Pittsburgh, never returned, and a couple days later they let him go. And I think there was some language in his contract, injury-related language, that allowed them to do just that. So I think Colley was a good gamble. You brought him in when you were wondering about the availability of some other guys. Looks like, at least for now, you have some answers with Gronkowski and Amendola back in the fold. So I think the need for him was a little bit less. He gets banged up, you make the move, and then at the same time, Andy, I know you scoffed at me at this a little bit, but I think the special teams were leaking a little bit. The coverage has not been as strong the last couple of games as it had been earlier in the season.
So we have Les Solutions in Laquan.
Maybe you bring back another guy. I know you said, how many of these guys can you have? But I think they've lost some of those guys that just play special teams because some of those guys are now playing defense.
Okay,
too.
Let me ask you a roster-related question here on the Roster Report podcast. Austin Colley had been active, been playing a little bit. Kenbrell Tompkins inactive for the first time against Pittsburgh, had very limited reps the week before.
I know where you're going.
Are we going to see the special teamer, Laquan Williams, active and continue to see two rookies inactive, or how do you see that potentially shaking down?
I think that'll be an interesting thing to keep an eye on come a week from Monday when the Patriots get back at it in Carolina. If you ask me right now, I'm going to guess that Williams will be active and they want to shore up those special teams, but I don't know exactly what the health status of everybody will be. Steve Gregory, for example, if he's able to play, and there seems to be some reports that seem to think that the Patriots think they can manage this reported broken thumb. I don't want to say he has a broken thumb, reported broken thumb. Patriots seem to think they can manage this, and maybe he might not have to miss any time. But if he were able to, but if he were forced to miss some action, I would think you'd want another guy on special teams, whereas you're probably going to go into that game with a healthy Amendola, a healthy Edelman, a healthy Dobson, a healthy Gronkowski.
Three of those four, they never get hurt.
No, I understand that, but I think it lessens the need a little bit, going into a game. Now, what happens in that game, you can obviously get shorthanded in any position because you're not bringing all the guys that are necessary, but my guess is that Williams will be active, maybe in addition to Tompkins, because if Gregory can't go, then you're probably going to have both of those guys active.
Right. I just think it would be interesting if there was a faith in guys like Amendola or even Edelman, who's been relatively healthy, but's had the thigh, and we've seen him kind of take a hit, limp off, come back.
He's also tailed off as a receiver lately, too, and you wonder if he's dealing with some stuff physically as well as getting less opportunities.
Right. Some of that I just pass on. You know, he's where he should be on the depth chart, three or four as an option as opposed to being one or two. But I just think that'd be an interesting decision, and obviously you're right. A lot of other factors go into it, not just the players in question, Kenbrell Tompkins versus Laquan Williams,
right.
Especially with Williams being a special teamer and Tompkins not so much. Tompkins is a legitimate option as a receiver based on his first month
plus. Because Colley didn't really play many snaps against Pittsburgh, so you clearly were able to get by in that game without either one of those guys, which would be the case if you had Williams active
on the field either.
If you had Williams active, you wouldn't necessarily need Tompkins as long as you have all those other guys available.
Sure. And Sierre Woods, I know you want to talk a little bit of Sierre Wood. No S. Want to talk a little bit about him and how he was an undrafted guy, was with the Texans out of Notre Dame.
Yeah, he made the Texans as an undrafted free agent.
Three games, I think. Played three games before being released October 21st, had three rushing attempts for 9 yards. He led Notre Dame in rushing in two of his three college seasons, was released, and you're going to tell me why.
Well, he was released for violating team rules along with Sam Montgomery and another player whose name escapes me right now. Sam Montgomery is the guy that stuck out to me because he was a guy I really liked in the draft process out of LSU. There were reports, unsubstantiated reports, that it was due to failed drug tests, marijuana tests. He has come out and made an announcement shortly after that, the following week, that he set up a drug test through the NFLPA and that he passed that, and he made that known to all the NFL teams. Regardless, the Patriots decided to pick him up. I think they're probably just looking at the talent, because I don't really see a need at running back right now. I think they're pretty deep. That's one of the spots that we talked about. They have some solid depth at, and you've seen it all. You've seen Ridley sort of take the forefront, but Blunt and Bolden have been there. Vereen is on schedule to come back again for this game a week from Monday. But you bring in a guy, you see he's got some talent, see what he has, put him on the practice squad, and if he's got something there worth developing, he stays. If not, probably interchangeable part.
Okay. Like Austin Colley, who was changed out for Laquan Williams this week, Pierre Sierre Wood on the practice squad. Patriots will have some decisions, as Paul referenced. Shane Vereen has been practicing and could be activated in play next week in the Monday night game at Carolina. We're still waiting to hear about Armand Armstead, who is on NFI, and Mark Harrison on NFI. They have, to my knowledge, not been activated and begun practicing. Be interesting if they come on the practice field the next couple weeks, because week 12 is right on that horizon. So, you know, that's where it's make or break time with those guys. And there's some other issues at hand. As you mentioned, Steve Gregory, what will his status be? Rob Ninkovich limped off in the last game. What will his status be? And will the Patriots be markedly healthier coming out of the bye week? We'll have all the answers to those questions, not just on next week's roster report, but next Tuesday. Be sure to join us on Patriots.com radio for PFW in progress as we begin to break down second half of the season and a big Monday night battle with Cam Newton and that Panthers defense. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart here with another Patriots.com roster report podcast. Peace out.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.